A Weird Buck, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. While talking with a member of the Sportsman Spotlight team, Kelly Allen, he revealed that his son Tommy, an avid hunter, was tracking a buck that had a weird-looking rack. Kelly and Tommy thought it might have been the result of the buck jumping a barbed wire fence and literally being castrated. I talked with Idaho Fish and Game Chief Information Officer Mike Demick and asked him if he had ever heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I've never actually seen one. I've heard stories of that, and they basically don't. Actually, we had a case. It was actually a poaching case of this person that shot this great big mule deer buck that was still in the velvet. It was a non-typical buck, you know, with a bunch of weird, it didn't have a normal set of antlers. You know, you have a typical mule deer and then you have a non-typical mule deer. And this was a non-typical mule deer with, like, you know, 9 points on each side. And it was still in the velvet in November. And when he got up to field dress this thing, it didn't have any testicles. And you could see where they were, but he's thinking it either got hung up in a fence or, you know, got in a fight or something. You know, that horn growth and velvet and all that, you know, it has to do with hormones and, you know, body chemicals and things like that. And it probably just never did lose its velvet.
Ouch. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.